There's some game happening this weekend.
I have heard that, actually. Is that accurate?
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon, where are you going to be about 3:30 Saturday afternoon?
I will be ensconced in the press box, wearing a coat and tie, being very professional, of course, all that good stuff. But the stands will have 110,000, maybe a record, who knows? And, of course, for the first time in many, many years, the nation will be watching this game.
This is big. So here we have number 7 Michigan State facing number 12 Michigan, and Michigan is favored. Would you have predicted that even 3 weeks ago?
No sane person honestly would have, and let alone in August or at Michigan spring game where they look okay but hardly great. So this has to go down so far as one of the better coaching jobs I've seen from Jim Harbaugh, of course. They're now 5-1. Now across the field, you've also got one of the best coaching jobs I've seen, Mark D'Antonio. They've had 10 wins for 5 seasons under him, which is remarkable. The last 2 years, as you and I have discussed before, There's one team in America who's been in the top 5 the last 2 years, and it's not Alabama or Florida State or Oregon. It's Michigan State. Go to any bar outside the state of Michigan, you'll win some money. And he's done more with less. He's done it with players that Michigan usually is not recruiting, 2- and 3-star players. He's turning into top 5 teams, which is what coaching looks like.
Well, looking at who's favored now and with Michigan being favored, do you think it's more about MSU's horribly long list of injuries, or is it Brady Hoke was a pretty darn good recruiter and Harbaugh had a lot to work with?
Yes.
To both. Somehow I thought you would say that.
Yeah, no, both are true undeniably. And look, the injuries are definitely heavier on Michigan State side than Michigan side, but Connor Cook's still healthy, And that's the key. Michigan's not faced a quarterback as good as Connor Cook, so I still think this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out game.
Interesting. But I wanted to break down a little bit of what you see as the strengths and weaknesses of these quarterbacks. Let's compare and contrast Professor Connor Cook and Jake Rudock. Come on, class. Start writing.
Connor Cook is one of the top quarterbacks in the country, and will likely prove that by the end of the year, I believe. He certainly did last year. Jake Rudock is still learning the position. What he is very good at under Harbaugh is A, listening to the coaches, and you see him getting better and better week by week, and B, making less and less expensive mistakes. The pick six, which is when an opposing team intercepts the ball and brings it back for 6 points, a touchdown, which is basically a 14-point swing in a football game. That happened in the first game against Utah. It's not happened since, and he's down to almost no turnovers these days. So he's become a much more solid, not great, solid quarterback, and that is credit to both Harbaugh and Rudock.
Well, certainly more than quarterbacks as you watch this play out. And Michigan State's always prided itself on overcoming injuries, the next man up. But is this season showing a crack in the depth charts?
We're about to find out because you really can't tell yet if Michigan State is not the same team as last year or are they kind of sleepwalking through this season. They're 6-0. They're ranked 7th in the country. They were number 2 a couple weeks ago. They've not really played very many good teams, and I'm still waiting for Michigan State to play their best football, which they have not done since last year, really.
Yeah, and besides that Oregon game, they haven't played any ranked teams.
That's true, and Oregon turns out to be 3-3 right now. Now, part of that, of course, is due to losing to Michigan State. But I think that Michigan State is about to play its best game of the year.
All right, talk a little about, you know, I've seen it in the papers, I hear it everywhere, the clash of the coaches. Harbaugh versus D'Antonio. What are you going to be watching for during the game from both of them?
Two very, very intense guys, almost lethally intense. If D'Antonio smiled, I've not seen it. Harbaugh, of course, is even more expressive and will get on the refs at some point or other. We'll be yelling and screaming the sidelines about something. And his team knows that he's into the game. I will give both of them credit. They probably don't like each other too much. That's the way it's supposed to be in this
rivalry. Don't have to.
Right, exactly. different kind of guys. But neither one has been anything other than completely professional toward each other publicly in the media, interviews all week long. Neither side has given either side anything to go on, any bait to put on the locker room wall. And that is just playing smart on both sides. So you're going to see two great coaches.
And two interesting teams. And I know Spartan fans have had a lot of white-knuckle fourth quarters.
Against teams they should not have them against. This is Purdue at home. This is Rutgers away last weekend. They've, again, not been playing up to their potential. So part of it might be injuries. But I think I just cannot imagine a scenario, Cindy, where they do not play their absolute best this weekend.
All right. Do you want to do a prediction for us?
Why not? If I'm that dumb, I might as well go ahead.
Let's do it, because I will take note.
I will call Michigan 21, Michigan State 17 for this main reason, that Michigan State's role the last 7 years, the home team has won 6 of the last 8, and I think that's the deciding factor here.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. We'll check in with you on Monday.
I look forward to that.
See how you did. Thanks, John.